This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم His last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, it's estimated about 200 million Americans are insured somehow. They have a kind of insurance. It's a car insurance, or it is some type of life insurance, health insurance, you name it. Or the insurer merchandise. This is a huge industry in the United States and in the worldwide. And if you trace the history of the insurance, you will see that it's a growing business. It's a huge business. It's estimated to be $1 trillion. That's huge. That's a huge amount of money. You know, if you look into some of the areas of the insurance, you will be shocked that, for example, personal auto insurance. We spend, and this is maybe 2 years or 3 years old, the statistics that I have, numbers I have. But it's around that, you can make the guess. In auto insurance, did we spend $160 billion? $160 billion with B, dollars. That's $160 industry, sorry. It's a huge industry, it's a huge business. Property and casualty, it's a it's estimated to be $200 billion as well. Life insurance, health insurance on these areas, it's estimated to be around the 500. So $1 trillion industry, it's basically a big chunk of our economy, and this is increasing. The Department of Labor estimated an average household in America 2.5 will spend every year $2,664. $2,664. That's an average household in America. What I'm trying to say, insurance is something people are so fascinated with, the idea to be insured, to be protected. When you invest, when you basically, even people insured weird things. There's a very famous funny case in Florida of a guy who had a Cuban cigar, who insured his Cuban cigar with $25,000. And the insurance company were not very smart the way they wrote the contract, because part of the insured you against fire. And he ended up smoking his cigars and bring it burnt after he finished. He said it was on fire. And he got his $25,000 back. And the insurance company hired a lawyer and they sued him back for purposely putting it on fire. And they got some money out of him as well. So it's weird. You know, there is this singer, I was reading a little bit about the insurance, how crazy people about insurance. This singer, I thought she will insure her voice, but she insured her legs, and I don't know why until now. Anyway, she insured her legs for $1 billion. They said that's more than what all the football players paid for their insurance, or like most of them, spend on their own any legs, which is they needed for their sports. You know, there is this famous James Bond actor in one of his movies in 2008, The Quantum. He basically insured himself because the producer insists that he will do that no stunt. He will do the stunt by himself. And they insured him for about $5 million. So in every area, you will see people fascinated with the concept of insuring themselves, getting some kind of protection. But we all know what happened in Katrina. We all know what happened with the insurance company. You know how before you sign the contract, everything is fine and nice. The moment you get them to pay, you know, you have to have some a big fight to get your money back or to really do fulfill the term of their conditions. You know, we insure you if the water comes from the top, not if the water comes from the bottom. You know, so insured against hurricane but not flood. And all these stories that you're familiar with. And people look, somebody's looking for health insurance. They tell me, Sheikh Waleed, oh, don't use this health insurance company. These are better. They provide a better protection. They are Blue Shield, they are Red Shield, Black Shield, Double Shield, Triple Shield, you name it. And everybody looking for the best type of insurance to cover him or her in a time of need. I'm not here to talk about insurance. I don't have an insurance agency, and I don't promote anyone in particular. But here I talk about a different type of insurance. That I found it is very fascinating that human beings in nature want that protection. Then when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes, you will find one of his name, Al-Hasib, which is the one who insured his creation. That he can have and sign with you a policy of insurance that is beyond any kind of policy that you can think of. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-hasib. Wa huwa al-hasib kifayatan wa himayatan. Wal-hubbu kafil abda wal-hasbu kafil abda kulla awani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ensure and protect and guarantee his protection to his servants 24 hours, 24/7. And by the way, what's so unique, that the protection of Allah to us comes initially from Allah. Yeah, and you don't need to pay anything. Actually, every single human being, part of the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for you, He protected you when you were in your mother's womb. He protected you when He got you out of your mother. And if you think of just yourself, think about there is millions, hundreds and thousands of possibilities for things to go wrong. You know this famous program people watch on TV, they talk about 10,000 ways to people to die. You know, when you watch one or two of these shows, you think, you know, nothing's safe anymore. You can die for any reason. So, but who protecting you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the protection that Allah provides, that He said in His book, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah appointed for each and every human being, no matter how rich or poor you are, no matter how good doer or evil doer you are, a Muslim or a non-Muslim, a disbeliever or a believer, no matter how is your relationship with Him, no matter what, as a human being, Allah have assigned and appointed for you angels of protection to protect you. قال ابن عباس يحفظونه من الهوام والأمراض وأسباب الموت فإذا جاء سبب قد قدره الله على العبد حال بينه وبينه. That Ibn Abbas and Ali ibn Abi Talib said, these angels' responsibility to protect you from diseases, from insects, from anything, viruses, anything can harm you out there, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it upon you. For whatever reason Allah wants this to happen to you, then the angels will let it happen. But other than that, they are protecting from all these ways that can come in your way and to harm you. How many times you have seen your kids, you say, whoa, that was so close. Wow, that he's almost lost his eyes. SubhanAllah, he just, if it's one inch, this way, that way, maybe it will be worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. So, this is an issue that the Prophet ﷺ used to thank Allah for it. In a daily basis, the Prophet ﷺ, as Imam Muslim reported to us, that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he goes to his bed, he used to say, Alhamdulillah. الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكافانا وآوانا. That all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who have provided for us food and things to drink, and also have became, make us, He is our sufficient. That He is our protector subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's, through these few minutes, go over certain things that you will find it in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. was mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah to guarantee you extra protection. Extra full protection. Full aid and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is, we call it al-kifaya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing that it will guarantee you the protection and the full protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First point, al-ubudiyya lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar, alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abdah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, isn't it sufficient that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is going to protect and to aid and to ensure His abd, the one who is servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is performing the ubudiyya, which is servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-ubudiyya simply means to say, I am a servant of Allah, or a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I worship Allah, simply means you obey Allah. Al-ubudiyya ma'na al-ta'ah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about in the Day of Judgment, when people with the shaitan start arguing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya bani Adam, alam a'had ilaykum, all human beings or men of kind or children of Adam, I have warned you, Allah ta'budu shaitan, that you don't worship a shaitan. I mean, how many people you have seen or met in your life are a satanic worshipper? Very few. So Allah is not talking about those few people. عبودية الشيطان بمعنى عبادته بالصلاة له وكذا ليس شائعة في الخلق. فإذا ما معنى ألا تعبد الشيطان؟ قال العلماء ألا تطيع الشيطان, which it means don't obey the shaitan, the Satan. So العبودية it means to obey. When you worship someone or something, you basically obey it, follow it. So the more you adhere to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, the more protection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee you. The more you are closer to Him in the ibadah, in the worship, the more He will be protecting you. The more He will ensure you. The more He will show always, He will show His might and power to protect you and save you in a time of a great need. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Those who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will provide for them. Allah will protect them. A young man who married a new Muslim female. She's from Russia. He said, we had a problem with her family. She was kidnapped by her family because she became Muslim. And they were very anti in her Islam and religion. They put her in their home for several days. Finally, managed to take her out of the house. And I want to get a passport. The only reason we traveled to Russia, to get her a new passport. So he said, for several days we go, he insists that she take her hijab off. She cannot take a passport in the picture for the passport with her hijab. And they start talking to them back and forth, back and forth. They refuse. Then he said, I told her, khalas, just take off your hijab and take a picture. Let's leave. We want to go back. He works in Dubai. He said, I want to go back to my work. She said, no, inshallah, things will change. I will fight my rights. That's my right. I put in my hijab and became Muslim, and they should respect that. And he said, for several days. One day she wake me up in the night, in the motel. And she stand there, Ahmed. Then he said, I woke up and she told me, I found it. And I said, maybe she changed her mind, she give up. She said, tonight I was making a night prayer and I was reading in the Quran. Your book, the one that you memorize, he's a hafiz, that you memorize. And I found the solution. Instead of you spending the night sleeping, look to what Allah said in the Quran. And she said, it's ironic, and just randomly I was looking into the pages of the Mus'haf, and I come across the verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَرْزِقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear God, respect God, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Him, commit to Him, submit to Him, surrendering himself or herself to Allah. Those who fear, they watch their words, they watch their actions, they watch everything they do, and they make sure that they do it according to the right way, according to the way that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you do that, the more protection and support you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she said, Allah said in this verse, whoever have taqwa, Allah will give him an exit in a time of calamity. and a provision when he needs that provision the most. And he said, wallahi, she brought nothing to me but tears. That I felt that her iman is so strong, and she just a few months Muslim. Just several months Muslim, 6-7 months only, old in Islam. But her iman is so strong. And he said, not hours after that incident, when we went back to the officer, one of the high-ranked officers, he said, I have seen you guys coming every day here. What do you guys want? She told him, and he said, we are sitting in his office. Her passport finished in less than 1 hour. And he said, wallahi, I swear I'm not here. And we came back together to Dubai. Yes, ubudiyyat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a time of calamity, in a time of test. Allah see how your servitude will be. By being patient, by being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Don't show objection with your tongue. Say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And see how Allah will pay you back. Ubudiyyat al-insan, also not in the time of hardship, in the time of ease, in the time when Allah bestowed His bounties upon you. You want your ni'am to be protected? Kun shakiran lillah. Protect the bounties, the blessings of Allah by being grateful to your Lord. That will protect your assets. That will protect whatever good things that you have. That will protect your talent. That will protect your wealth. That will protect your children. The more you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the second thing that you see in the Quran speaks about Allah's kifaya, wahasb, protection and aid and support, that you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called at-tawakkul ala Allah, to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Those who put their trust and depend on Allah, Allah is their sufficient. You need no one else. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. And التوكل على الله, it means you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart while you're taking the necessary